Now, on Tuesday, September 17th, we have a very exciting code, the 2911 merged with the immortality number 17. So you can manifest incredible feats today as your inspiration merges with your inner confidence for spectacular results. 2911 inspires you to deeply connect with others one-on-one. So you have the courage and strength to trust and to share your intuitive downloads in any interaction with others. And the 11 portal also opens you up to your own connection to eternity, to divine intelligence. So surrendering to the inclusivity of all life, feeling inclusive rather than exclusive, right? Inclusivity allows you to feel at peace and serenity because you know that we are all one. So recognizing your tremendous capacity to create moves that flow of abundance as well. Abundance is attracted to joyful creation. So putting your focus on what feels good, what feels eternal, what you could do for a long time. 17 is about longevity, of course, and money and leadership. So you want to lead from a place that nothing can go wrong. All is there for you at all times. And so this will instill a wonderful inner courage that blends with this kindness, the sweetness of the number 11 that allows you to taste the joys and pleasures of life. Now today, Venus is opposite Chiron, and so your values are entering a spiritualization process. You are very receptive to a higher divine standard. So your relationships undergo a shift towards embracing spiritual values as well. That orgasmic fusion with the cosmos is reflected in how you interact with your life and with divine intelligence. So respond to life with beauty and creativity, and you will harmonize your energy within. A sacred space is opening up in a way that you will value for a long time. Wednesday the 18th brings a code of rest. 18 is about rejuvenation, unconditional love, and the number 3. So it's a 30 day, which reduces to 3. So there's a lot of joy, there's a lot of compassion. And so letting go opens up your heart to happiness. Releasing what is the past and doesn't make any impact on the present moment has to be achieved in order for you to make room to feel good and appreciate the present moment and allow the gifts of the present moment to infuse your heart. So love is your guide today. Joy is your guide. Nurture your physical body by focusing on healing and rest. 18 really asks you to do that. Laugh more. Take a lighter approach to life. Reflection and creativity merged together really allow you to connect to deeper parts in your heart. And that leadership of the 18-9, that leadership through wisdom, is being open to see the humor too in any challenging situation. You know, that is a really high level of existence when you can feel how humor can take you to another angle of approach and perception. So even though there may be a challenging situation, you can see the bird's eye view and you can laugh. So take time for extra rest. Connect socially with others to share in those little joys that make life so wonderful. Now today, Saturn stations direct in Capricorn at 13 degrees. And this is actually a very important moment because Saturn is going to move through its own sign of Capricorn all the way into the beginning of Aquarius until May 10th. And during that time, we're going to have the stellium of Saturn and Pluto, Sun and Mercury, and also Jupiter in Capricorn in early January. So this movement of changing directions and moving forward in its own sign is really the final push before Saturn goes direct into Aquarius. And then in early May, it goes retrograde again and goes back into Capricorn, but it will have already entered Aquarius at that time. So you're now going to put into practice all that you have learned since Saturn stationed retrograde on April 29th of this year. And so you will feel less restriction as the outlook just feels brighter. And since the moon is trine to Saturn as it stations direct, it's giving you that extra patience and emotional stability. This is really, really beautiful and can't be underestimated, this trine to the moon, the moment that Saturn changes direction into forward motion. So this gives you the inner strength to handle any personal and professional situations with much greater ease. Your instincts are very strong now, which means you're able to make important choices about your career as well as your home life and family. And those choices are positive. They're proactive. Personal growth will really be on a high during the next period of time until May 10th when Saturn stations retrograde. And at that point, it doesn't mean that personal growth goes into a deep dive. It just means that you are really able to grow rapidly over these next months. Now, this is an important moment in Saturn's 28 to 30 year cycle around the sun, as Saturn moves through all the degrees of Capricorn into early Aquarius from this day forward. So many developments in your career sector, Saturn governs the 10th house of career, many developments in that area of your life will propel your life into a deeper activation of your divine mission. So this is very, very exciting news. The trine to the moon makes it even more lovely. So vibrations are flowing from Saturn now moving forward. On Thursday, the 19th of September, the genius number 31 is activated with the Prince of Heaven number 19. So this brings powerful new beginnings and breakthroughs that allow you to really feel connected to the stars. You just have that Prince of Heaven number is the sun, which is our star. And so the 31 brings ingenious inspiration. So there's a lot of forward momentum into the light. So original ideas are flowing. They need to be recognized. They need to be applied today. Organization and planning are going to help you manifest those brilliant insights into real practical results. So you're becoming independent, you're becoming empowered by acknowledging that you are a being of light. So be open to be a vessel of inspiration and initiate a new project if you're called to do so. It's a wonderful day to do something brand new. Now Mars is trine to Pluto. This is exciting because Mars and Pluto are co-rulers of Scorpio. So you may uncover secrets that help you set the record straight. The truth will set you free. This is very exciting. Mars infuses a lot of goal-directed energy with power and leadership that Pluto represents, and so the results are really tremendous. You're more ambitious, you're fired up, you're focused on successful outcomes, so be assertive. Direct your energy towards achievements. The numerology code is also very much in this same realm. Pluto transforms, so you may be asked to shift internally to step into a higher position energetically. Your sexuality is really heightened. Mars and Pluto, as I said, both govern Scorpio, so you feel very powerful and others are magnetically attracted to you. And you have a great impact on others. So be conscious of doing everything for your and others' highest good at all times. Friday the 20th has a code of intimacy and peace merged with the Royal Star of the Lion number 23. So we have calming, peaceful solutions that come from a place of courage. Harmony is reached when you take a risk and when you explore. And being flexible creates security. And I know that may sound a little paradoxical, but it is true that when you are at peace, you have the roots in the ground like a tree, and then the branches can sway in the breezes and be very flexible. The same goes with being flexible. Flexibility allows you to feel more secure within. So that inner peace comes from a place of joyful acceptance. Connecting one-on-one or in group settings is really favored today. And romance is enhanced as well. So celebrate your intimate relationships. All of your communication is infused with a lot of kindness, sweetness, caring, compassion. So you want to respect all differences you have with people, and you still want to share with them on a level that both of you can agree to share on. So basically, love without expectations. I know that's hard, but it is really what this day is about. The moon is trine to Mercury today, so you're in touch with your feelings as your intuition and intellect merge into one. You have a lot of clarity today. You can read situations and people much more easily as your perception and intuition are enhanced, and that allows you to take the pulse of the situation and adjust very quickly. Your ability to express your ideas is enhanced in all kinds of communication. And when you communicate, when you speak, when you write, it is with joy and optimism. It's really favorable for conversations and for stimulating a wealth of ideas. Meetings with friends and family are very heart-centered today. They feel very nourishing. And that means that deeper discussions and connections are favored. On Saturday, the 21st of September, we have the code of love 24 and the number 21. Now, 21 represents our 21st century of truth and joy, while 24-6 represents love and compassion and responsibility and abundance and the 24 hours of our Earth Day. And since September is a 12 universal month, today's 21 day is a reverse mirroring of that 12. So it's a powerful activation of creativity, self-expression, and happiness. And of course, we also have the 21st century, and that means we have a 333 code as well today. So very, very big day of expressing your feelings. And since it's the ninth month, we also have essentially the 369 triad activated today. So enjoy this loving, abundant, richly rewarding day. Certainly use your creativity, use your imagination. Abundance will naturally follow you when you are creative. So nurture everything that uplifts you, everything that feels healing to you, and pay attention to your physical well-being as well. The number 6 also governs your body and your health. So it's a wonderful day for self-nurturing. It is a weekend day, so if you can get a massage, that would be wonderful. Magical outcomes are yours today. In the heavens, Jupiter squares Neptune, and this is a big event because it's the third time of three meetings this year. So this is the final liftoff of what Jupiter square Neptune means. By now, you have come through the whole process, and since Jupiter is in Sagittarius and Neptune in Pisces, those are both their home signs, so it activates this square even more. And the square itself only happens every 6 years, and it doesn't happen very often with Jupiter and Sagittarius and Neptune and Pisces because it takes Neptune a long time to go through the zodiac, and Jupiter, it takes 12 years. So when they finally meet up in this way and have their square, it is a big event. So, like I said, this is the final of three meetings between the two, and it sets you free to move forward with your spiritual and joy-infused projects. All things soul centers, all things wise, all things joyful and spiritual are coming to the forefront, and they're being expanded now through Jupiter. So you may have questioned some old beliefs in the last 8 months or so, previous ideas about deep subject matters, and might even have had a change of faith, which is always a good thing because it shows you are open. So do something about the discoveries you've made. Guard against being in a place of denial or avoiding the wisdom that you uncovered, right? You don't want to be in that place of enforced ignorance. You want to share your beautiful soul inspiration energy. You want to create with it. You want to take it to a higher place. So listen to what inspires you. Listen to what fires up your imagination. That's what's going to keep you centered and grounded. So this is a very important moment, as it happens on the 21st as well, and the powerful code of the 21st century of truth. So you will see some truths over the next weeks or so as this transit unfolds in your life. Then on the 22nd of September, we have the Architect of Peace number 22 merged with the number 25, which is all about meditation and inspiration. So that means you can take a time out, take stock of your inner and outer resources, organize your week, organize your month. It is a Sunday, so this is a lovely thing to do. Working on your home, being with your family is greatly favored, as is a time out to be alone by yourself to connect with that inner peace inside your heart. And as always, when the number 7 activates, nature calls. Mother Earth is asking you to communicate with her. Step out. If you can, barefoot, do that. You're so inspired when you communicate with nature. Mercury square Saturn today, and so that gives you a lot of concentration. If you want to get some work done around the house, or even, you know, if you happen to be doing something project-wise, it's a good day for that, even though it's a Sunday. You have an intense mental work ethic today and can get a lot accomplished. So make sure you are diligent about following the details. It's not a day to enter any kind of negotiations. You need to be extra patient today. You want to listen closely. And if you find yourself thinking in a rigid way, because Saturn can be rigid and it's a square to Mercury, so your thoughts and conversations may hold a certain space of, I'm not going to, you know, change my feelings about this, then just move on, change the subject, and take a lot of deep breaths. Don't take things personally today. So focus on the positive implementation of your ideas. Then on Monday the 23rd, we have a week that begins with the Royal Star, the Lion number, and the number 26-8. So couldn't be better. Royal Star, the Lion number, is all about courage and embracing adventure. It's the strongest number in numerology, according to the ancient Chaldeans. And 26-8 is the number of abundance and authority and acting on your vision. So you feel super strong, very confident, and at the same time, very flexible. So you want to celebrate your successes and allow those successes to inspire you to greater heights. That's the whole point. So step into the limelight, step into your inner authority, proclaim who you are, explore opportunities, explore investments. You have great confidence in your abilities and successful implementation of your goals. Now, the moon is opposite Pluto, so your feelings are more intense today. So be sure you stay in control of your reactions. Breathe through any changes of moods. And, you know, oppositions always bring things into harmony. So when you share, it is important to share with it going to the core of your feelings. And I mean when you share with a trusted friend. So channel those deep feelings into something artistic, creative, if you can. You definitely feel more intuitive today. So listen to that inner voice, breathe, bring it through, and it will emotionally empower you. It'll strengthen you to the core because you're in touch with the divine intelligence. Also, this will allow you to feel the vibration of people around you very deeply today, and that will enable you to move energy in a positive and healing way. Now, Tuesday the 24th has a beautiful code of love. In fact, today is the second day where the 369 code, actually it's the third day. We had the 6th, the 15th, and now the 24th. So the complete 369 code, the triad of love, self-expression, and creativity is activated today. So you are nurturing your imagination into being. You want to share with others at a heart level, express yourself, listen closely to how they are feeling, engage in that interaction. It's also a very romantic day. I know it's a Tuesday, but this 369 triad always is lovely for being in a place of romance. And that doesn't mean you have to have an intimate partnership. It means you want to romance everything you do. So lavish your loving attention, your sensual attention, your passionate attention. If you have family responsibilities, you can fulfill them with a lot of joy and a big smile while also reaching out and feeling very compassionate. So take some time to indulge your whole senses into beauty, something you absolutely adore. Love and joy are the two keywords that carry you through the day. Now, Mercury is sextile Jupiter, so that means you have a wealth of ideas and your optimism is enhanced. Any negotiations and contracts are really favored today. You are focusing on your future and planning your future. So what you see ahead of you feels very expansive and exciting. You have the big vision today. You're enthusiastic about what's coming up, and that enthusiasm is allowing you to make a lot of proactive decisions, which is always a good thing. So you can communicate and express yourself beautifully and passionately. And your focus and concentration are enhanced as well, as is your curiosity.